Welcome to your five for the day. I'm going to tell you a story today that I find very humorous. There were three sons who wanted to help their mum celebrate her 70th birthday. They knew she had had a hard life, working long hours, working diligently to bring them up and educate them. And all three of them had done well financially. The first son set out, came back, and told his brothers, "You know, I bought Mum a house. It has everything in it she could possibly want." The second son said, "Well, I bought her Mercedes in her favourite colour." The third son, knowing how Mother had loved to read her Bible, said, "Well, I can top both of those gifts. I bought her a parrot that can quote the entire Bible. It took people 12 years to train this bird to do that." They gave the gifts to their mother, and naturally enough, she was delighted. Shortly after that, each one received a note of thank you from their mother. To the first son, she wrote, "Son, thank you for the house. It's wonderful. It's beyond anything I've ever imagined." To the second son, she wrote, "Thank you for the car. It's just great to be able to have a dependable vehicle and one that is so nice. I couldn't imagine having that wonderful a vehicle ever in my life." To the third son, she wrote, "Thanks for the chicken. It was delicious." Well, that lady just did not see that parrot for what it really was, did she? Sometimes we do that. We just do not see things for what they really are. I wonder how many blessings we have missed because we did not have the right perspective, or perhaps we were not waiting expectantly to see the blessings. In Luke chapter 2, there's a story about a man named Simeon. He had been promised by God that he would not die until he had seen the coming Messiah. Jesus was born, and 8 days later, when Mary and Joseph took him into the temple, Simeon was waiting there. He recognized immediately that this was the Christ child, the one for whom he had waited, and he rejoiced. He took the baby into his arms, and he praised God, saying, "Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel." Simeon was waiting, looking expectantly for that child, for the blessing of God's great salvation. I wonder how many times you have missed out on the blessing of God's bountiful salvation because you have not been looking with the right expectations. Perhaps you have not been waiting to see what God has in store for you. Or perhaps you have not been looking with eyes that are seeing things from God's perspective. I challenge you as you go through this week to ask God to help you to see what he has for you, to help you not to miss the blessing of his salvation, to help you to see things for what they really are in his sight and recognize his goodness and his greatness. I guarantee if you will do that, you will see blessings like you have never seen before.